7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little need, and them plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little need, but when them thing goes another way. Revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them think then thing go the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead yet. But a small price to be paid. They think they're great feeling, no one can touch them. Well, them have the next thing coming. But when them think them thing go the people way.
One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
When them think them thing goes another way.
One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
Countries in the world, what do they do for the people? Look at America.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, October the 6th, 2013. So in this great time of help, the sisters and the brothers of the earth need help. The poor and working class, masses of the people need help. Abram is looking for his children. Abram is looking for us to come together to fulfill the covenant, to stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. Verse 3, chapter 15, Genesis. And Abram said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And the word, I want to hit just a few words, can't hit them all. The word seed is seed, sowing, offspring, semen, virile, offspring, descendants, posterity, children. We want to not just be the seed of Abraham. We want to be the seed of the Most High. Quantum physics, quantum mechanics, the study of the atom as the image of the universe and the image of the Most High creator. The Dogon study of the Po seed. The Europeans called the Po seed the atom. The Dogon said the Po seed is the image of the Most High and the image of the universe. Bursting through the egg of the Almighty Mother, Emma or Emeya. Bursting through that egg invisibly, but light and sound, spherically. And then manifesting in physical reality, that atom, that post-seed the Africans taught, that the Europeans call atom and quantum physics, quantum mechanics, that post-seed had the, within itself, the whole expanse of the universe. This teaches us that you have power. We want to be that seed of the Most High that has all that power, that we may take this universe for the Most High and take this earth and creation for the Most High and fulfill our destiny. This is what this lesson is teaching us. These are the solutions to our problems. He says he needs an heir. The word heir is 3423. Hebrew size, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Yarash. It means to seize, to possess, take possession of, inherit. The opposite is disinherit. So there is, watch this, sisters and brothers. You see, there are two things happening. Someone is losing, but someone is gaining. The loser is the poor working class. The losers are the oppressor. The oppressor, wicked, ruling class and families. The winners are the poor working class masses of the people. We are to be the heirs of this universe and creation and take it from the wicked ruling class and ruling families, that we may no longer be impoverished and poor of spirit, mind, body, and soul. Look at all of the disinherited men and women, boys and girls on the earth. We are supposed to be heirs of land, wealth, resources, health, knowledge, wisdom, overstanding, heirs to the universe. Verse 4, and behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shalt not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. So, no hatred on Eleazar, but the Most High is telling Abram, you from your own structure will produce a child. All of us who are non-productive, the Most High, existing, living, is able to come into our spirit, mind, body, and soul, that from our own structure, we may give birth to truth and justice and righteousness and freedom and justice and equality. Thine own bowels, the word bowels, I'm just interested to see, internal organs, inward parts, intestines, belly, and we're saying metaphorically, it says place of emotions or distress or love. Organs of procreation, the womb. And have you ever said to yourself, from your soul you've given birth to an idea. From your soul came a work, an action. So we are to give birth from our souls. We are to use sacred masculine power and sacred feminine power. Both of these powers are within our construct. Lord have mercy, this teaching. Verse 5, and he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said, so shall thy seed be. Now, looking to the heavens, the word look, nabat, to look towards, to regard, to pay attention to look upon, show regard to what? Pay attention to what? To the heavens. 8064, Shemayim, which reminds me of the word shaman. The shaman was that gate of God, soul of God, that was able to go into the heavens. That's what Abram is being instructed to do by the Most High. Go into the science of the heavens, the science of sun, moon, stars, and planets, solar science, lunar science, astral science. They say that the star stands for justice. Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught that the star stands for justice. And the, what do they call the women in the Masonic order? Whenever I want to remember it, I can't hardly remember it. But the women in the Masonic order, the symbol is a five-pointed star, but it's upside down. In Africa, that star was right side up, standing for the feminine, the sacred feminine, as justice and truth and righteousness in Egypt called Ma'at. And so these are the lessons that we learn from looking toward the stars. Lunar, in the African Hebrew, that word lunar has to do with renewal. Renewal. Star is justice, and the woman is justice, and we must give justice to all women on the planet, and by extension, all children and all people. The word lunar, renewal. We the people, the masses, need to be renewed in this knowledge that we may fulfill our mission. Solar, the sun, light and light as knowledge and wisdom in the mind. So look to the heavens, look to the planetary, look to the physical bodies of the universe with science, with scientific study. Your African children and your African ancestors, Abram, look to the heavens to study scientifically as to how to construct a righteous, a peaceful civilization that would be in peace with the covenant of the Most High. Look toward the heaven and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. The word tell, count, reckon, rehearse, declare. Reckon is defined as counting, calculation, be of an opinion. So looking to the stars, he's supposed to come away with an opinion of the Most High, counting sacred numbers, the number system, the sacred numbers, holy and righteous numbers, sacred mathematics, trigonometry. Yeah, that's how we constructed our civilizations, by counting the stars, by talking about the constellations, by gathering knowledge and wisdom and opinions from the stars. Look to the heaven, tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. Your seed are going to... Now, people only focus on numbers, but more than that, your seed. And if we are going to be the seed of Abram, we are going to have to go into the universe, tell the babies to go into the universe and study scientifically the universe, that they may be able to construct the new society of the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven. Verse 6, and he believed in the Lord. He looked into the stars, checked out the constellations, checked out the science of the universe, and through that scientific study, he believed in the Lord. And the word believe is aman. It is related to amen, the amen, aman, amen. Support, confirm, faithful, foster father, foster mother, pillars. He is looking at the pillars of the universe, of truth, justice, and righteousness. The Most High, Yahweh, who is begetting and conceiving, father and mother, is fostering, supporting us, confirming us, infusing us with faith. And it says, Abram believed in the Lord, which means he believed in existing for all. These are the solutions, existing for all, not just some, not just the few, not just the wealthy, but equal existing and living, equal access to everything in the universe for all. And he counted it to him for righteousness. Counted, think, charge, esteem. So, after looking into the universe and looking at the science, now we can make a judgment, make an imagination, have a thinking, have a plan for what? Righteousness. Righteousness is found under the number 6666 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, and don't be alarmed at 3 sixes and 4 sixes. Six is only birthing. 9 months, birth. 6 months, second trimester, birth incomplete, process incomplete. And so the word righteousness is 6666, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, justice, righteousness, righteousness in government. So Abram is telling us that we must create the government of righteousness, have judges and rulers and kings and queens and leaders that are rooted in justice and righteousness. All the government of the earth must be righteousness and justice. And verse 7, he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit. We're talking about land, not just land for a few, not just land for the wealthy, but land for all. All of us must inherit this earth. We have a right to have some of this earth, and the oppressed masses together have a right to have access to the whole of the planet earth. Verse 8, and he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? Verse 9, he, meaning the Most High, but the Most High is he, she, because the Most High is father and mother, take me an heifer, 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. Now, 3 years old, 3 years old, 3 years old. Birth, 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 three and three and three, nine. Birthing, birthing. We're birthing righteousness. We're birthing truth. We're birthing equality. And the animals sacrificed mean sacrifice the animal tendencies, the animal passions, control the animal passions. But I saw the cow. A heifer is a cow, a young cow, right? Let me see. A heifer is, let me hit the word, yeah, a calf, a bullock, a heifer. Let me make sure now, sisters and brothers. A young female cow that has not born a calf. So this heifer has never been pregnant. So the heifer, you have the heifer, which is a cow, and you have the goat, and you have the ram. And my brain, I said, let me see if I can connect this to Egypt. And I remembered that in the zodiac, metaphorically, the Africans saw that crank, that mechanism that turns the wheels of time, as a cow's thigh. And I believe the cow was Hathor. This is African teaching, African knowledge. And so that cow's thigh is a constellation, apparently, that looks like the thigh of a cow. And so that constellation is seen as the mechanism that turns the wheels of time. And I began to think about the zodiac and the African teaching of the zodiac and how the zodiac originally was that means of teaching about the Most High and the power of the Most High in the universe. So now, the cow and the goat and the ram. Now, the ram in the zodiac is Aries. Aries. And now, the next sign after Aries, if you look at the cycle of the zodiac in the reverse, counterclockwise, 26,000 year processional, not the 12 month procession where the sun is in each of these zodiac houses for roughly 30 days, but there's another procession That is 26,000 years of time. Precession. The sun in each house in the reverse order for 12,000 plus years on an average. On an average, if I have it correct. Do I have it correct? No, 2,000. 2,000 plus years on an average, making 26,000 years total. Now remember, the time of Moses and the African Hebrews was the time of the ram and the time of the ram's horn being used to signify that time period. And the Aries is a fire. Wow. And below the next few verses, we're going to see fire. Now the Aries, ooh, I'm so excited to learn something, sisters and brothers. Aries is a fire sign. The signs are broken up into earth signs, fire signs, water signs, air signs, the four basic elements that are the base elements for all of your elemental table. This is science. This is molecular science. Protons, neutrons, electrons, molecules, atoms. So Aries is the fire sign. And so for the next 2,000 years, if you look at the time of Moses and the Hebrews at that time, their sign would be Aries, and their sign would be the ram. And it is said that the planet Mars is the power, and Mars, it is said, has to do with war, because we're making war on wickedness, war on unrighteousness, war on the control of the wicked ruling class and ruling families that seek to control us and divide us and destroy us. And so this is the sign that will follow the African Hebrew Israelite nation, because they are commissioned to stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. And the ram's horn represents the resurrection of the dead to get up and stand up and inherit the land, the earth, the resources. Abram is looking for an heir that will inherit the land. That is not just for that strip of land called Israel, but that is the earth. We must rise up with Mars as our power, the ram as our sign, the ram's horn as that symbol that represents our resurrection. See, all of these zodiac signs, 12 of them, represent 12 attributes, 12 characteristics, 12 dispositions that, used properly, we are able to free ourselves. The Christian age, 2,000 years, was the sign of the Pisces. That's the sun moving from Aries to Pisces. Now the next, and that sign is water, is a water sign. Pisces, the fish, and water. We're using the elements, scientific study of the elements, to understand our mission in the earth realm. We have to get acquainted with fire, get acquainted with water, get acquainted with air, get acquainted with earth. Now the next sign, remember that Yahushua told the disciples, you're going to find a donkey and a horse at the house, and you will know you're at the correct home when you see a man with a water bucket. Now that is Jesus, Yahushua, giving the description of the sign of Aquarius. The sign of Aquarius, which is an air sign. An air sign. And I believe now, See, I'm not an expert at this, but I love studying this stuff. I believe it has to do with soul and spirit. And air has to do with spirit, right? And air, ruaka, kadosh. If you look up the word spirit in the African Hebrew, you come to not just spirit, but also soul. Now, the age of Aquarius, all of these signs represent various aspects of our mission when we understand it properly. Let me try to find, I have helps here, sisters and brothers, various people that I have been looking to try to understand these truths. Now, in the correlation to the Hebrew, these signs, Aries the ram, in Hebrew is the month called Nisan. So, the Aries month in the Hebrew is Nisan. Has to do with Passover. Has to do with freedom, justice, and equality. Now, when you get to Pisces, the fish in the Hebrew is Adar, having to do with miracles, relate and having to do with spiritual knowledge related to fish. And Jesus is associated with miracles and fishing for men and women. And so we see that the work and task that we have been given looks to be a miracle, that we must go about this miracle of salvation, freedom, justice, and equality. I wanted to get to Aquarius, the water bearer. Aquarius, because at the time, just after Abram, which is Moses' time, you have the ram, Aries. And then after that, Jesus' time, you have Pisces, the fish. And now today, right now, some say almost, some say already, this age is Aquarius. And the age of Aquarius, come on, Christopher, find Aquarius, the water bearer, the water bearer. Remember Jesus said, find that donkey, find that young horse. Yeah, it was a donkey and a female horse. These are symbols of human beings. The donkey, the ignorant one. You may think that your children are ignorant, but the female horse is wise and intelligent. So the ignorant united with the wise and intelligent. The man with the water bowl. Water means life. Life for all. These elements having to do with various aspects of life. And the Hebrew for Aquarius and water bearer is Shavat. And Shavat is related to Sabbath or Sabbath. And these words are related to another word that has to do with ceasing and cessation. And the Sabbath, the Sabbath, the Shabbat has to do with the fact that we come together, organized together for freedom, justice, and equality, and we cease exploitation. We cease slavery. We cease exploitation and debt and usury and slavery and warfare and bloodshed and death and hell and destruction. Oh man, this is beautiful, beautiful teaching. So Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.